Here's his song. Here's Nick's song. Let's play it.
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile.
Yep. Got it.
Got it.
Got it. Nick Davis, join us. Nico, have you got this? The cryptic song.
Yeah, I got you, boys. How are we?
Very good. Have you got the cryptic song sorted?
No idea.
It's Fletch. Your great uncle, Sammy.
It's been a while. I haven't heard from that side of family for a little while.
No, you probably won't hear from Sammy for a while either.
No.
Hey, Nico, well done on the role with Around the Ground Saturday mornings with Peacock. That should be a lot of fun. What's doing, mate? You're still doing the kicking coaching for the Roosters?
Yeah, still doing the kicking coaching at the Roosters. So, the boys had a good hit out in the trial down at Queanbeyan last week. At the moment, we've got our girls, Swans Academy, our top-end girls are in action at the moment over the next sort of month. So, that's keeping me busy. And then, the Swannies are about to kick off. And once the girls finished, I'll be back into that program. So I'm plenty busy enough. But, Saturday mornings, 9 till 12, that'll keep me on the straight and narrow on a Friday night. And I'll be in the studio with Adam Peacock talking all things sport on Around the Ground.
So what about, that means no golf Saturday. We know you love your golf. What's going to happen there on Saturdays now?
Yeah, no comps, no Saturday comps for a little while, Fletch. So I'll try and take some people's money on the course on Friday arvos or Friday morning.
Yeah, the old chicken run. Hey, Nick, I want to ask you about this new rule, man on the mark rule. What is it? Please explain, like in a 10-second, because I don't understand it.
Hey, you being someone that's never played the game probably knows as much of people that have watched the game for 50 years about the rule, buddy. It's I think with everything there's an overreaction either way. I think there probably was the same thing for the league people with the six again rule in the play the ball. But once everyone sort of got their heads around it, I think it'll open the game up. If the AFL were going to tinker anything with the rule, I'd be happy for it to be between the 50-metre arcs that the player on the mark can't move. But inside 50, if you take a mark inside the 50-metre arcs, I would go back and, have a shot at goal. So the man on the mark moving doesn't have as much of an impact. I think we saw in that game over in Perth on the weekend where someone took a mark 30 metres out. The man on the mark walked back a step and a half and they called a 50. I don't think that's what the rule was brought in for. It was to speed up the ball movement through the midfield. So if it's to be, man the mark, don't stand still between the arcs, that's fine. And then you just sort of play it as is inside the arcs. But look, we don't want to make it any more of a hard game to play or watch our umpire. So look, hopefully once the season gets started, iron a few things out and get it done.
Just stay on the rules, and I don't personally think you'll see one of them. In fact, you may see one or two of these for the year. That'll be about it. You are kicking coach there at the Roosters. Have you spent any time at all trying to practice that 40-metre two-point field goal?
Nope.
Nah. What do you think, Fletch?
No. Look, the plan is to be far enough in front so we don't have to worry that. But I think at some stage someone will have to have a crack at it. It's an initiative from the NRL to bring it in. I think it's sort of, I'm not sure what the stats on it are. I know as a Roosters kicking coach, we didn't have a crack at any 20-40s last year either. So, look, it's in there. We know it's there. We've had a couple of practices. I think Luttrell, 2 years ago when he was still here, kicked one against Melbourne. But, I don't think you won't see people having too many pot shots at it, I wouldn't think.
Oh, Nick, I'm so glad you're on. You just triggered something for me, right? You're the kicking coach of the Roosters, the 20-40, right? Which I said last year no one would do. No one did. I think it can be done. Think about this, Nick. You kick off or you receive the kick off and straight away, generally it's your halfback who does most of the kicking, catches the ball, amber up to the 20 and boom, latch onto a 20-40 there. Could you see that working?
Is this something that you and the Big Show came up with in Wagga in your touch footy thing last week?
I real
sitting
quick,
around the campfire talking absolute dribble?
Yeah, well, you know what? Really quickly,
Who won the race anyway, by the way?
Me.
Who won the race?
I slapped him as I went past. I won easily. I've beaten Jimmy Smith and beaten the Big Show. What happened last night was a bowl of jelly and the Big Show and myself were having a couple of drinks. The kids go to bed. The wifey goes to bed. One of the kids locks the door and I can't wake him up and I haven't got my phone. So I end up sleeping in the room of the Big Show. Let me tell you this. He single-handedly sucked the tide in. That's how much he was snoring the Big Show. So, hey, Nick,
oh, it's a decent bugle. I'm surprised you didn't get sucked up in there.
I know. It's big news breaking out as far as the AFL is concerned. Bruce McAvaney retiring from commentating the AFL.
Yeah, it's big news on the eve of the AFL season. I'm pretty sure Bruce is well known to everyone across all sports with his work through the Olympics, horse racing, but yeah, probably well known for his work with AFL and with also, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, Dennis Cometti retired as well, who did the Friday nights. But I still remember first Friday night game playing for Collingwood as an 18-year-old. The excitement about playing a Friday night, but knowing that that Bruce McAvaney was commentating and just trying to do something good, and then to hear what Bruce had to say about it, it'd be probably like an NRL player playing Friday nights and having Rabs call their first game. So I remember playing the game, getting home, watching the replay, and make sure I didn't stuff up so Bruce could say something nice about me. But look, standard bearer for all commentators, not only in AFL but across all landscapes, and be sorely missed in the commentary box on Friday nights for Seven.
Hey Nick, can I ask you this? So the rugby league ball, the evolution of the rugby league ball has gone from the hard leather one to the synthetic, and they've put grip on it. With the Sharon, why don't they put grip on it to make it? Or was that part of the fun? Just to, because you would think that this day and age, they would make it a little bit more easy to handle. Thoughts?
Yeah, it was probably brought up. I remember it being brought up pretty. I think the Swans, we played an Anzac game against St Kilda in Wellington. It was quite dewy and slippery over there, and someone said about the same thing. But being across both codes and being able to kick an NRL ball and a league ball, the synthetic one with the little dimples on it, and an AFL ball. The AFL ball is the AFL game is a kicking game, so the leather ball does travel, better and truer through the air than what the synthetic ball does. So, I think, look, at junior level, definitely where it's not as, the ball's probably on the ground a little bit more, they use the synthetic balls a little bit, but look, in the top grade, be like not hitting a Pro V1 if you're playing at the lakes or somewhere. Don't worry. We need the good balls, mate.
Yeah. Oh, so you're playing at the lakes. You're flying.
Yeah. I don't muck around.
Hey, just on the kicking still, Nick, and you make a very good point. I was about to ask that very question as to could you ever see AFL going down the path of the synthetic ball? Clearly not, given the trueness of what you're talking about with the leather ball. When you're coaching the Roosters, all the hype's been around this young Joseph Suwali. Is he a kicking type? Has he got a kicking game in him?
Look, eventually, I think eventually we'd like to get everyone with a pretty full skill set. But I think the way he's handled himself, I've seen some young kids come through the Swans. They definitely don't look like him, mate. But he's an impressive young kid, and he's doing all the right things, and I think, like you said, physically and mentally, he thinks he's ready to play in NRL. But look, his skill set has got a long way to grow. He's got a nice, obviously, right foot step. But look, some of his aerial stuff is quite good. But there's some areas that he, plenty of work for him to do. He's 17 years old. Pretty sure he's got natural improvement. But yeah, he works hard too. So. He's got not a bad kick on him either. But they're pretty keen for me not to make sure I don't poach him across to AFL.
Yeah. GWS might need him. How'd that go with? Oh no, that didn't work out too well. Hey, Nick, last month we saw the NRL All Stars boxing extravaganza. Other than Barry Hall, because we've seen him fight, obviously, Gal. Who's some other players, current players or even ex players that you think could get in the ring and and go all right?
Oh, good question. Good question.
That's what I'm here for.
We're a more refined sport, Fletch. We're not really the boxing type, but Hawley's our flagship. I know Gal pretty well. Hawley beat him, but whatever.
Please.
It was a good fight.
Mickey O, Michael O'Loughlin, ex-Swans teammate, thought he was, had pretty sharp hands. Who else was good? Actually, both the Rocker, Sav and Anthony Rocker, when I played at Collingwood, they were big boys. They could let him go a little bit. So, no, there'd be a little bit there if we could get some cross-code stuff going. I'm not the fighting type, so you won't see me in there.
No, we did it a couple of years ago, or not a couple of years ago, it was 2 decades ago. And it was, you've seen the footage when Mal just absolutely punched Jacko's face off. But that was our cross codes. Mm. And then Spud was the only rugby league player to lose. We always like to let him know that for old Spudsy.
If you could hand pick someone, Fletch, who would you take on?
If I could? Dipper.
Oh.
Dipper. Hey, he's 63 years old.
Exactly.
Ramp it up.
I just get it. He probably flogged me, Big Dipper. Oh. No, I'm with you, Nick. I'm not a fighter. No. I won every fight by 100 metres.
Hey, Nick, I need to ask you. Last time we chatted, you were about to play a charity golf match for Cancer Council, and that was like, I think it was like 78 holes or something. Now, my spies tell me down there at the Cronulla Golf Club that you actually had some major issues after about hole 69.
I did. Pardon the pun, but I did, yeah. Myself, Wade Graham, Sharky's legend, were down there. I'm an ambassador for the Cancer Council, and it's the longest day, so 72 holes in one day. And friends of SEN at topsport.com.au framed up a little market for us about how many birdies I could have in the 72 holes. And we set the market at over under 10 birdies, and started off okay, had 5 birdies in the first round. And then slowly started to fatigue, and a few of the boys had a little wager on it, so they were pretty keen for me to keep going. And as the day went on, carrying the big show around the golf course and listening to his crap sort of started to really wear me down. And my hole, I think I had 3 holes to go, I think 16 is a par 5, and that was probably my last chance to get the 10th birdie and cover the overs. So I had a bit of a lay down on the tee. I wasn't that great. I think Adam Peacock came over and instead of offering support, just pointed his camera in my face and took a video of it. And I wasn't in good shape, but I managed to Tiger Woods style before the back injury, just drag myself down the fairway, get into there, get the birdie, and then I proceeded to just hit wedges up 17 and 18, and then sat in the shower for about 40 minutes. Wade was bringing me lemonades. I was not in a good way, so. As an ambassador, it's probably not a good idea to die on the golf course.
Yeah, you are right. Your AFL type's a bit more refined, we'd say, without Fletch, wouldn't we?
Are you saying refined? Or
but in saying that, mate, I probably did get sunstroke because there's not a lot of shade in the middle of the fairway, so I didn't spend a lot of time in the shade.
Very good. Hey, Nick, I need an AFL winner because I love me multis, and so I need one, but I don't want a moral. I don't want Richmond or Geelong or something like that. Give me something that I want a smoky, preferably double figures.
Oh, double figures?
West Coast? West Coast are playing 10.
I can tell you that our 2 Swans Academy players that have joined the Swans go pretty good. Mm. And I'd say there'd be a market there somewhere on the best first-year player. So maybe have a look. Errol Goulden and Braden Campbell, their names are. So that's probably... Look, they go pretty good. I know... We got a kid, Matt Rao from the Gold Coast, who was a star in his first few games before he got injured last year. But our kids go pretty good.
All right. What about to win it?
To win it?
Who's the best roughie?
Yeah. Jared.
Best roughie would be... Good question. Essendon.
The Bombers. Where are the Bombers playing? They're paying 70 to 1. $70.
Wow. Well,
okay, that's double figures.
Two words for you, boys. Luna
that's
Fox.
Double figures.
Okay.
Maybe something on him to have the eight, to make the eight. That might be your go.
Essendon, okay. Oh, that's full time.
He's going. Hey, well, Nick Davis, well done. Thanks for your time.
Okay, that's what I was going to have on Saturday mornings in Pico. I was going to have my own siren. And when I've had enough, that's it. I'm out of here.
Beautiful. I love that. We will hear your dulcet tones on Around the Ground Saturday mornings with Adam Peacock.
No worries, boys. Enjoy.
Thanks, Nick.